By 2030, the world population of menopausal and postmenopausal women is projected to increase 9% to 1.2 billion, with a forecasted market size of $24.4 billion. Spas will have to cater to this powerful market or risk getting left behind. And the growing discourse around these issues for women has made it easier for men to admit to similar concerns too. Canyon Ranch's Rivers claims that his resort, however, will be the industry's first dedicated women's wellness practice. There's a lot of noise in the space, but we're actually making an investment in it, he says. Canyon Ranch Austin is an approximately $122 million investment, of which $50 million will be devoted to the largest spa in Texas, clocking in at 40,000 square feet with 37 treatment rooms. The project is designed by award-winning architecture firm Lake Flato. It will have 141 hotel rooms, 134 residences, 6 racket sports courts, 2 pools, and an outdoor cooking studio centered around grilling. The on-site female health facility will address the evolving needs of women from their 30s onward. It will cover a wide range of health concerns, including sleep, nutrition, postpartum depression, and midlife beauty. For all genders. Men will be welcome too. Blood work, bone density scans, sleep screenings, and other medical tests will all be recommended or prescribed according to gender, age, and individualized health concerns. The same will apply to the fitness offerings. The intention is also to give guests tools and techniques that they can carry home. But Canyon Ranch also hopes that some people will want to live the Canyon Ranch life for good. It's currently offering 2- and 3-bedroom homes for sale. Each residence is kitted out with wellness features, such as saunas, cold plunges, recovery lockers stocked with massage guns and foam rollers, and stargazing perches with NASA-grade telescopes, plus complimentary access to the spa and the resort's 35-plus daily activities. That paints another version of the future of wellness resorts, in which people no longer vacation to establish healthy habits, but relocate for them. Vocabulary focus. Low-hanging fruit. Outskirts. Demographic. Physiological. Taboo. Fodder. Discourse. Postpartum.